This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
You know I wanna do well. You know, love, love, love you, baby. You know I wanna make you feel so swell.
And every time I touch you, you just grab up inside. And I know how much you want me there. With you, my love, can I just have you some romance with you, my love? Can I just take one more dance with you, my love? Can I just have some romance with you, my love?
Wrote a song for my wife, so I'd like to play it for you right now. This is called I'll Still Be Loving You. Sorry, Nita.
Loving you. that in the morning I'll still be loving you. In the morning, yeah, I'll still be loving you.
Welcome on guitar, my big brother who got me into music, David East. On bass, my little brother who got me out of music, James East. Okay, since I'm introducing my brothers, we might as well... On guitar, my collaborator, co-writer, producer, everything else, Marcel East. It's been a while. We all kind of started in the church way back in the day, and for some reason it just kind of kept going, and Cecil has reunited us for the first time in probably 30 years for this concert today. Yeah. A family reunion. Next, I'd like to play a song that I've just recently recorded. After all this time, I've been talking about making a solo album. March 25th, 2014, my first solo album will come out and be released on Yamaha Entertainment Records. Thank you. And I was fortunate enough to have some good collaborators on this record, one being my dear friend from our group Foreplay, Mr. Bob James. And Bob wrote a song for me. It's a bass and piano duet, and this is called Mood Swing. We'd like to close with a song that I probably wrote, let me see, about 30 some odd years ago for Hubert Laws' CD. This is something that Cecil actually dug up and put me right back in trouble again. So we're going to attempt to play this song. It's called Wildfire.
Good luck, guys.
I'm
one of my mentors and friends, the gentleman that when I started a master's program here many years ago, he pulled me aside and said, "Nate, I think it's time for you to move to Los Angeles and go make a real living playing music." So please welcome Mr. Bert Turetsky. And now, taking Bert's place on the faculty here, another amazing mentor and San Diego fellow, musician, bassist, and friend, currently on the faculty here, right? Mark Drescher, ladies and gentlemen. In one of Bert's contrabass classes, no kidding, we had 13 contrabass players lined up. If you want to hear a real racket, but a beautiful, joyful noise. So today we're only three, so...
We'll do our best, however. The other 10 are making a racket in other places. I must say that it's a great pleasure to be here with these two wonderful former students of mine. But you should know that my philosophy is I try to teach you how to teach yourself, and then I sit back and watch you become famous. Yeah. Sort of too late to. Yeah. But it has worked very nicely. And I'm just astounded by all the nice things that these people do, how creative they are. And a couple of years ago, a childhood friend, very talented young man, sent me a letter, and he said, I heard a Herbie Hancock concert, and there was a bass player who said he studied with you. And this guy keeps on doing that. So you must, you know, you'll get your check and all that, but just don't hold your breath. He's doing all right without my check, however. This is a very nice audience, and it's a good idea. This is a wonderful thing that Cecil has done so well for so long. And we believe in charity, certainly, and helping people. I thought about the program, and Cecil said, "Well, what do you want to play?" And I said, "Well, let's play some blues, because that's an international language." One of my students said, "You're going to play blues? What's up with that?" So after he raised up from the floor, I said, "Simple isn't easy, baby. Simple isn't easy." And in fact, Red Mitchell wrote a song called "Simple Isn't Easy." Mm. He's one of the members of our tribe. Since you see three basses in a row, bass players are more friendly to each other than any other instrument. And if you're insulted, good, because it's true. We help each other with instruments. Mark just loaned me some rosin, and so on. It's just great. So I'm going to tell you that the name of the piece we're going to play is written by Oscar Pettiford, who was one of the great bass players who moved in more modern times. And it's called "Blues in the Closet." A word, a linguistic bit of information. The closet in the 40s and 50s was somewhere where you left your clothes or your... or your old saxophone or etude books and stuff like that. But I just want you to know that that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. So... since I still have an academic bent, I will tell you about the form of this blues very quickly. It starts with us each telling stories, a little short story, or maybe some lies, I don't know. It's up to you to figure it out. And then we'll start the tune, the theme, and I'll start, then Nate will play, and then Mark will play, and guess what? We'll play the whole thing all over again together and at the same time. And then we'll go into improv solos and all kinds of things, and somehow we'll find our way back home. Thank you. We spoke about doing something else, and we sort of made plans to add another bass for the next time we play, so we'll have, you know, four parts. What's better than three basses?
Four.
Thank you, you're very good. Brings me back to my teaching years. And they forgot to say that I did 34 years here, and I'm still here. People like these two gentlemen, why I decided to become a teacher. This is it. It's not about money. I've had enough applause. Not enough money, but enough, but enough applause to last a couple lifetimes. On Valentine's Day, I'll be 81. The doctor said I have designer genes. So I'm going to play a very short solo, and then these two guys are going to play a duet. I'm going to do it quickly because these guys are going to blow me off the stage. Absolutely. So this song is called Way, 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 and maybe a few more ways. Down Yonder. It's by Malachi Favors of the Art Ensemble of Chicago, which was a wonderful group. And if you can see them on YouTube, want to check them out. Very special. And he was a very special bass player. And this has become one of my encores. Nathan and Noah have usurped one of my solo pieces, and it's okay. We're still friends. And I even like the way you play it. Okay, so this is Way, Way, Way Down Yonder. Thank you.
Turetsky.
Thank you. Drescher, Professor Bert Turetsky. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. One more time, that was too much fun. Okay, now I have the pleasure and honor of bringing up a very dear soul, dear, dear person in my life. And a little background story is Noah takes piano lessons, and one day my producer Chris Jura and I were at the studio working on my record, and Noah stopped by and had just come from piano lessons. So Chris said, "So, what'd you learn today?" You know, and he said, "Well, I learned this little song." And so he started playing it, and Chris said to me that song has to go on your album. You know, so it wasn't because of Daddy trying to pull strings. He got on the album because of his own merit. Please welcome to the stage Noah East. Thank you. Noah East.
As a former provost, I do not miss an opportunity to recruit. Future Bert Tureski student. Enjoy intermission.
Yeah.
This next one's called Can't Find My Way.
Thank you. Mr. Archie Grant.
Yeah.
Archie's going to sing a beautiful Donny Hathaway song. This is called Someday We'll All Be Free. exactly. Before we go, once again, thank you so much for coming out today, supporting the Rebecca Elizabeth Lytle Scholarship Foundation. We're going to play one more tune, but until we meet again, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.